You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, this has been a crazy, crazy day. Let me take you back to just a few hours ago. Actually, I can go back to the morning because we had not heard from the president in reaction about Elon's, you know, tweet from a couple of days ago about the big, beautiful bill being an abomination. We knew that he did the interview on CBS Sunday Morning, the audio leak, but we also know, like, a couple of weeks ago, he was saying nice things about President Trump. And then he broke bad just a little bit on the CBS Sunday Morning show. But then he went crazy a couple of days ago, said, this is terrible. If you voted for this, it was pretty harsh, right? So you knew that there were issues there. We had not heard from the president specifically outside of maybe on Truth Social, but today they had some availability.
He never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next.
Well, that was next, but here's what he also said about Elon.
I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem. And he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, so let me focus on that a little bit, because that's what kind of got this war accelerated this afternoon.
Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
Well, I'm gonna handicap that one. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. He does not, because then Trump goes on Truth Social and he says this. Elon, along the lines of what you just heard, Elon was wearing thin. He puts that in quotes. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars, blah, blah, blah. You just kind of heard what he said. And then the other part of this, and forgive me because I have to open up the tweets because there's so many of them. He says the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. So he did that earlier this afternoon. Somebody chimes in and says this would both end the International Space Station and simultaneously provide no way to safely deorbit it. So Elon then responds to that and says, this just gets better and better with the smiley face and laughing emojis. Go ahead, make my day. And then it gets even more weird. He says, "Time." This is Elon Musk on his platform X. Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not made it public. Have a nice day, DJT. Now, we kind of knew that there was, you know, association. They have video of Trump when he was in the 80s, I think, with Jeffrey Epstein, right? But then you have several other things where President Trump says, as I indicated, the easiest way is to save billions and billions of dollars to terminate the contracts. Elon tweets, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. And it just keeps getting uglier and uglier and uglier. Now, if I go to the top of the feed here, he has not tweeted in a little bit of time. The last tweet was just kind of like the emoji where it indicates you're kind of uncomfortable. And he's putting up a retweet of something from 1992 when Trump was partying with Jeffrey Epstein. And that tweet said, just going to leave this here. So I think a lot of this is nuts right now. I don't know where it's going to take us. David Strom from HotAir.com was already scheduled to be on the panel. And I think you would admit there's going to be a lot of new columns that are going to have to be written about all this stuff. David, how are you this afternoon?
I had no idea any of this was going on.
Did you miss all of it?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. You had me there for a second. I didn't know if you, because look, I'll be honest with you. I'm watching the St. Louis Cardinals. We got a doubleheader today. I'm getting ready for the show. The previous show, Annie Fry's show, is wrapping up. I'm with the producers and I'm watching the Cardinals game. I didn't have Fox on or anything else. And then a friend of mine alerts me to this. I didn't even think it was real at first. Well, it's very, very real, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I live on X. So every time someone asks me, well, have you heard of this? And it's like, yeah, that's so 10 minutes ago. No, it is bizarre. It's, you know, at some level, it's kind of dispiriting, even though it was a little bit predictable because you're talking about two men with astronomically sized egos. And, you know, I look at this and I see two men who are both very, very right and behaving very, very badly, because Trump is right that he's got to pass the big, beautiful bill because we live in the real world. And Elon Musk is right in that the debt is an existential threat and nobody in Washington is willing to deal with it.
And by the way, thank you for saying that, because I said that the other day. I said two things can be true at the same time, and you just highlighted both of those things very well, David, and you're right about that, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. I often am. But and I never point out when I'm wrong. So, this is the problem, is that they are both right and they're both wrong in this. And what's so dispiriting is that they really had a great partnership going, and it has degenerated into what amounts to a high school fight. And then you've got Steve Bannon out there, you know, tossing bombs out.
Let me highlight that, because Bannon's out there after some people online are joking, you know, Trump's going to just deport Elon. Bannon's actually calling for the deportation of Elon Musk. So that's one of the crazy aspects of this.
Yeah, and, you know, Bannon is, you know, he's another guy who you look at and you say he's simultaneously brilliant. I've seen Steve Bannon speak on multiple issues, and he blows me away with how intelligent he is. And he also blows me away with how out there his solutions to a lot of these problems are. I mean, you know, it would be a horrible thing to deport Elon Musk, just as it would be a horrible thing to cancel all the contracts
right.
with Musk. And ironically enough, I don't think it would hurt Elon Musk at all. I mean, you know, he's got products that the whole world wants to have. It would hurt the United States far more than it would hurt Elon Musk. I mean, he is uniquely positioned to, you know, basically move humanity forward. It's just that he is not grounded in how American politics works. He's an engineer, not a politician.
So from the political side, because you've been on the inside of campaigns and worked in politics for a long time, one of the things I said to Sue and Fred, and I don't think I said this on the air, is can you even imagine the meetings that are going on Capitol Hill right now about this on both sides? Because let's face it, even before this happened, you had Chuck Schumer and the Democrats saying, oh, we side with Elon Musk. Now they have more ammunition. They're going to use those tweets to go against the big, beautiful bill. The Republicans have to scramble a little bit now because he's being very specific out there on the X for the problems that he says he has with this. And I get it because you get it, too. There are crazy levels of spending, crazy levels of spending and interest, even the interest on the debt. So all of that, Rand Paul, I give him credit. Ron Johnson, I give him credit for taking a stand on this stuff. But the reality is, and you probably know this, the Wall Street Journal editorialized about this today. If they don't pass this thing, it is literally a $4.5 trillion tax increase on the American people.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the unfair things, and I don't tend to complain about unfair things in politics because everything, you know, it's all fair in love and war, and politics is war. But, you know, almost all the increase in the deficit that people are talking about boils down to, well, you know, canceling tax increases. You know, taxes are going to go up unless they pass this bill. And, you know, I don't think they're, you know, I don't even think the Democrats, if they were in control, would let the tax increases happen. So it's kind of a fake issue.
Yeah, they didn't talk about it during the campaign, and the media didn't highlight the fact that if she would have won, that if they didn't do anything, everyone's taxes, it would have been very curious to see how they would have handled this, because that wouldn't have been something that they would have wanted to take into the midterm, saying, okay, all that money that you got back in 2017, we're going to take it away and confiscate it again.
Yeah, no, I mean, Democrats love tax increases, but they don't like tax increases en masse. They like to do little bites at a time so that nobody will notice it. And this would be trillions. I mean, many trillions of dollars in tax increases. And, you know, they say it's all for the, you know, the tax cuts for the rich, but that's not true at all.
No.
So, you know, I complain about, you know, the fact that they're not dealing with the budget deficit, but, you know, you've got to balance out balancing the budget on the one hand, which is very important, and ensuring economic prosperity and growth. And if you have massive tax increases, it's not going to help the budget. It's actually going to make it worse because it's going to slow down the American economy. And so you've got to find actual budget cuts, not tax increases, to make this happen.
By the way, one of the things that Elon tweeted out, and this, you know, this thing is getting nasty and it's likelier to get nastier, is that he says, apparently he's not bored with the tariffs, he said the tariffs will cause a recession later this year. That was one of his predictions on the X today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and the problem with this, I've called the tariffs sort of Schrodinger's tariffs, you know, you can't tell whether they're dead or alive, because Trump has, you know, simultaneously talked about how tariffs are wonderful, but he's also using them actually to reduce tariffs around the world. And so is he really trying to build a fortress America, or is he trying to renegotiate things so that people pay a little bit for access to the American markets and tariffs against America go down? And, you know, so Elon is not wrong in saying that if we have massive tariff increases, it's going to hurt the economy. But he may be wrong, and I think he actually is wrong, in believing that Trump's ultimate goal is just to slap 30, 40, 50, 100% tariffs on everybody else. You know, it's pretty clear he's renegotiating, tariff contracts with everybody. So, you know, it's criticizing a negotiating position rather than where we're going to actually wind up.
Exactly. David Strom from hotair.com is with us. I know that you wrote about this today. Let me play a little audio that I think you might have even had embedded in your story on KJP. This is my friend Scott Jennings on CNN.
I have a different view. I'd like to congratulate Democrats for ridding yourselves of this untalented mediocrity. I mean, this is the most self-aggrandizing liar that has ever held this job. The White House press secretary is a sacred position, and she stood up there for years and lied through her teeth to the American people.
My friend, and she's not the first.
She is the literal worst White House press secretary in my lifetime.
So that's, I think, Dana Bash with him there. But, you know, one of the things that I said a few weeks ago when all this stuff was coming out about the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, and I even asked this to the audience, I don't know if I took calls, I was thinking about it. Who is the one person who is completely getting off the hook and nobody is talking to her? And she, you even said, the way that you wrote it was brilliant. You said she disappeared into the witness protection program or something similar on January 20th, 2025, and hasn't been seen since. Well, now she unloads and she's going to say she's leaving the Democrat Party and she's writing a tell-all book. But it also seems by the new news release, she's not going to break bad against Biden, right? She's going to blast the Democrats and the rest of the party.
So I think this is absolutely hilarious. And this could actually, Karine Jean-Pierre may create the ultimate rapprochement between Democrats and Republicans. We can all agree that she is a moron. We all hate her. We all want her to go away. She's an idiot. And so, I, you know, it's just hilarious to me. The Democrats, you know, kept quiet about her for all this time. I mean, she barely appears in any of the tell-all books. You know, she's such a non-entity, and she pops her head out like, you know, a groundhog on Groundhog Day, and everybody starts shooting at her. It's hilarious. It's glorious to watch.
My fear is that, you know, that she'll probably be the one. You know, if you look at the numbers from the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, they're not that impressive, mainly because I think, you know, they got out there and they were talking about it. A lot of people are like, yeah, we know that. If you go hard against Trump, that seems to work, because a lot of people, whether you're on the left and you hate Trump, or if you're on the right and you used to like, you know, Republicans, but you don't like Trump, that seems to be where the money is. So I don't exactly know what the strategy is for KJP, but she'll certainly get adoration from the left wing media. I don't think that's something that we should question at this point, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is that she's in a horrible long-term position, because, I mean, she was hated in the White House when she was there. I mean, everyone knew she was a moron. Everyone knew that she was a liability. Anita Dunn, who was the power behind the scenes in the communications shop, desperately tried to get rid of her, and KJP was there hanging on.
Why do you think that happened? Because I predicted when she first took over that gig from Jen Psaki, I thought she's going to last like 6 months because she was such an idiot. But she was an African-American lesbian, right? And I don't know if that had something to do with it, or because Biden was drooling on himself and wasn't paying attention. She lasted a lot longer than anyone ever thought.
Oh, absolutely. And whatever else you think about John Kirby, the guy is really good being a liar.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was. I mean, Kirby was pretty good, right? And he was likable.
Yes, he was very likable. He's smart. And, you know, he was a great propagandist. And every once in a while, you actually looked at him and said, you know, there's a soul behind those eyes. Whereas KJP couldn't, you know, literally she couldn't talk out of a paper bag without a three-ring binder.
Well, I had some great audio. If you hear Peter Doocy today when he said, I had a dream that, you know, this all kind of came to me and that, you know, this happened. It's probably going to be one of my audio cuts of the day, but complete your thought there. I'm sorry, David.
Oh, well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but they tried to bribe her with a seven-figure salary a year as president of Emily's List.
Wow.
So she'd have access to the donors. She'd be very prominent. Other people could do her job behind her back, and so she'd just be a figurehead. And she was just desperate to hang on to her position in the Biden administration. And they could not, you know, she was super glued there. And it was, because of DEI, they couldn't get rid of her. Any normal person would have just been fired.
They would have been tanked a long time ago. David Strom, who is associate editor at Hot Air. But I also noticed that there were some additions to your title. And you're on Newsmax recently. We have to add genius, stud, raconteur, right? Is that's the official title at this? I want to make sure I get it right, David Strom, right? Hey, thanks for coming on here this afternoon. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.